Hello, and welcome back to Keep Digging for Life, your seminary on the go. I am your host, Jason Epps. This week I want to discuss a theological concept that I was exposed to and has been further discussed in my doctoral residency program. So I hope that you will find it as enlightening. This will be a shorter podcast, so I hope you will enjoy it. And as always, please feel free to email me with questions at keepdiggingforlife@gmail.com. That's keepdiggingforlife@gmail.com. First off, I want to start this podcast going into God's attributes, particularly now simplicity, with the caveat. I did study theology in my graduate school and in undergrad at Moody, but I am by no means a formal academic theologian. Yes, we are all theologians in the fact that we all have theological thoughts about God, but academic theology is a whole nother beast. It's centered in philosophy and abstract ethereal concepts. Some things that I myself have trouble grabbing, especially when we get into the very minute details of the Trinity. Needless to say, I will give the best attempt as far as what I understand these discussions have been in the residency so far. So specifically, today we're talking about the simplicity of God and coupling that with God's aseity. So what did those two things generally mean? Well, simplicity of God, to put it simple, is that God cannot be divided into multiple parts. Combined with his aseity, it means that God does not change, he doesn't improve, he's perfect forever, which is exerted in multiple places. In the Bible, Hebrews, you are referring to God, by extension, it's referring to Jesus, but Jesus has God-like qualities. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The earth. Psalms refers to God as earth wearing out like a garment. They all change, but you remain. So, God is constant. He doesn't change. One of the key elements behind this is if God were to change in his attributes, it would mean that he was unperfect. At least that's what theologians think and perceive, and I could kind of sort of see that, but it's a bit of a challenge for me. One of the practical elements of this, well, we'll see that in the next segment. So what are the practical implications, you may be saying? One of the elements of simplicity that really should be an encouragement to us is God is not fickle. God doesn't change. He's stable. He's dependable. He's not like the Greek and Roman gods where one minute he could be happy and the next minute he could be sad. We're not tiptoeing on our toes wondering what's going to upset him or make him happy. He's clearly established that in his word, and he doesn't change. He is stable, constant, which is very encouraging. He's predictable, which is a good thing. You don't want the creator of the universe to randomly go flying off the handle. But and I don't want to downplay that, but I've known this for a while, and perhaps you've known intuitively. The key element that was brought up that I originally was very much against until I fully understood it is the idea that God doesn't change emotional states. Now, when I first heard this thought, I'm probably thinking what you're thinking, which is that saying that God is an emotionless robot? Like the Cybermen from Doctor Who? With an emotional inhibitor chip? No. And yes, I am a Whovian. What it is saying is God feels and is all those emotional states simultaneously. He's constantly always loving and always wrathful, always merciful, always feeling all those things. Now, this is impossible for us to realize because we're finite beings. We cannot feel all of our emotions at once. It's impossible for us to be simultaneously happy and sad. But God can. This was a major breakthrough for me. Especially if you've been following my podcast. The main topic of my dissertation has to do with Avon. And the exterminating nature and how it relates to God's mercy and grace. I maintain that both of those are there when Avad is used in context. The word itself just refers to destruction, but theologically both are present. This supports that idea. Because God can both be wrathful and merciful at the same time in his actions. Nothing is precluding or overriding the other. Which again, further gives us confidence in God. So, that's my little 2 cents on this. I may be doing a little spurts of this theological element as we get into more things on the residency. I don't know. Next week, I'm planning on discussing the what is current in theology as opposed to this. So, the other side, what theologians are currently saying. So, hope you enjoyed it. As I said before in the previous segment, I'm planning on touching on the opposing side of this for next week's podcast. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me at keepdiggingforlife. And it's keepdiggingforlife@gmail.com. Oh, in one concluding remark, this week my manuscript for Getting Past Uncomfortable is, which is the current book that I'm working on with Paul Pettit, has been submitted and is currently under review by the publisher. So please keep that in prayer, and I will keep you posted as there are further developments. But I am super excited and grateful to Paul and all the others that have helped me compose and work on this book. Rebecca Carroll, Professor Sandra Glaude, and so many others that I can't even mention, or this podcast would be 20 to 30 minutes longer. So, as always, keep digging.